Turl had sat there day after day, turning pages of it one by one, running a claw down one particular column. He had gone through the whole book. They had every page.
"Except page one,"
said Dunaldin.
"I don't understand several of these symbols because they're so abbreviated. Look at how tiny these figures are. We reviewed it and found we didn't have page one. We figured that would be the symbol key code, and Turl knew it all so well that he never referred to it. But look at the last disc there."
Johnny was a bit dazzled. He had had no idea there were that many populated systems, much less planets. Thousands and thousands and thousands. It would take somebody a month or two just to count them. 16 universes. And these were only the ones the Cyclos had an interest in. This accumulated knowledge must have taken several millennia to compile. He looked very closely at the writing. He could swear it was Chinko. He came out of it a bit.
"I don't understand some of these symbols."
"That's what I'm trying to tell you. That was part of the delay. I didn't want to put you in the frying pan waiting for the key to the symbols. So we did the waiting. Look at the last disc."
Johnny did so. Turl had thrown the whole book down, and the ventilator had blown up the cover by accident, and there was page one. All the symbols listed and what they meant.
"We've got all the positions and firing coordinates of 16 universes,"
said Johnny. Then he sobered.
"What was he looking for?"
Turl had thrown the book down in disgust. That was plain. Johnny played the disc a little more. The sound on it, which was not of much use, was very colorful cyclo cursing. For those whole 2 days, a blank piece of paper had been lying there with not a mark on it. Now, Turl almost ruined his pen as he wrote a figure on it. Johnny went back to an earlier disc and looking more critically at what column Turl's claw was moving down. By the symbol at the top of it, the column was Transshipment Firing Times 2 at Cyclo. Johnny understood it. Turl was trying to find an open period at Cyclo so that nothing he shipped would collide with something some other planet was shipping. Johnny recalled from his machine training days that the Cyclos never changed these tables for decades on end. Looking at the number of planets sending and receiving, the Cyclo platform must run constantly, day and night. He also had gotten the impression that one planet couldn't have two platforms operating, for it made interference. The nearest second platform for transshipment had to be about 50,000 miles away, and since the diameter of Cyclo was only about 25,000 miles, they only had one platform.